you know, it was great that it, Josh called it at the perfect time. We actually got the perfect look. The star blitz right off of it. They bit up, you know, obviously to try to go tackle Jules, and Danny slipped behind him, and Jules threw a dime. So pretty sweet play. You know, we needed it. We needed a lot of plays. You know, we played from behind, which is not the way that we wanted to play. You know, so playing these guys from ahead was the best way to play them. And you know, behind twice by 14 wasn't necessarily in the plan. So took a lot of good execution to overcome it. A lot of guys fought through, you know, a lot of mental toughness, and I'm glad we pulled it out. He did. He throws it better than I did. He spun it. It was a perfect spiral right in stride. So I got to make some rules. They can't throw better than I can. So, but he did. That's pretty sweet. Yeah, it was good. It was man-to-man coverage, and JoJo got a great release. So, you know, he made it easy on me, and, you know, made it a great catch. So the guy looked like he had his right arm, you know, kind of arm-barred, and he caught it with his left and was able to get his right hand on it. So it was a great play. We needed it. You know, it was the first time we really got ahead in the game. So it was a big play, you know, and right around the 2-minute warning that they made, which was, you know, just a great play that Daniels made. And then, you know, you lose a little momentum at that point, and then we got a great rush on Joe, and he threw it up in the end zone, and Duron made a great pick. So he's picked me in practice a bunch, Duron, so it was nice to see him pick another quarterback, especially at a big time moment, like he did. So it took a lot of plays, to win, a lot of plays that you need to advance, and you never know how these games are going to go. But, you know, we fought hard. It wasn't a perfect execution game, but it was great to win. You know, we got to a slow start, down 14-0, and threw the pick, and they got the touchdown before half, which is not really the way we wanted to go into halftime. And then, you know, they scored again in the third quarter, and then, you know, we had the good drive there to kind of bounce back. Then we got the double pass for a touchdown to even it up going into the fourth quarter, so... It was a, you know, it took a lot. It took a lot of the team. It's a lot of energy, but, you know, that's what we're here for. We're supposed to go out there and make good plays, and thought the guys really, you know, we made them when we needed to. Yeah, and you got to keep it moving against a great rush like that. So they do a great job of, you know, with the edge rushers, and they get a lot of good inside moves, and you got to counter it with sometimes getting the ball out quick and then obviously taking some opportunities down the field when you have them. So we hit some, you know, we hit some quick ones, especially there in the second half, which we needed to. You know, the guys made a lot of great plays, so it was, you know, whatever we had to do to move the chains and score points, that's what we wanted to do. After this weekend, there'll be four teams standing, and every team starts the year with a great hope, and we were one of those teams, and we're still standing, so it feels good. We have a great opportunity ahead of us to play a championship game at home, and, you know, we're going to need our best week. Obviously, playing the second best, one of the best teams in the AFC, who's earned the right to be here. And you know, we certainly earned it, and we're proud of it, but we got bigger goals ahead.